现在来看罗马书。
Let us now turn to Romans.
啊，请我们找一节圣经节来代表罗马书的主题。
Please find a verse from the book of Romans representing the theme of the entire book.
在哪里
？Where would it be？
罗马书哪一节代表它的主题
？What verse in Romans can represent the theme of Romans.
一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
这福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。十七节。
17.
因为神的义在这个福音上显明，这个义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
The gospel is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
罗马书在讲什么
？What is Romans about?
义人必因信得生。
The just shall live by faith.
那这句话记载在哪里
？Where is this verse recorded?
义人必因信得生。
The judge shall live by faith. Where is it recorded?
哈巴谷书。
In Habakkuk.
那这保罗旧约圣经很熟，他把哈巴谷书哪一句话，然后把它写成罗马书。
Paul was so well versed in the Old Testament that he took this verse of Habakkuk and made it into the book of Romans.
这个就是圣灵启示他。对这一节圣经节有很深入的了解。
This is the very deep revelation that the Holy Spirit granted him for him to understand the concept.
所以罗马书就是在讲因信称义的道理。
Romans is about justification by faith.
那罗马书可以分作两部分。
Romans can be divided into two sections.
第一部分是第一章到第几章
？The first section runs from chapter 1 to which chapter?
到十一章
to chapter 11.
这个是在讲救赎的原理。
And it deals with the principle of salvation or redemption.
那十二章到十六章是在讲什么
？Chapter 12 to 16 talk about what?
对，救赎以后的新生活。
Yes, the new life that comes after redemption.
那前面是在讲道理。
The first half is concerning the truth.
那十二章以后是在讲生活。
And after chapter 12, we have lifestyle living.
那这两部分又可以用另外一个方式来了解。
We can also understand these two sections with a different mindset.
所以十二章第一节，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, by mercy.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Now you present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这个神的慈悲就是第一章到十一章。
The mercies of God are what is recorded between chapters 1 and 11.
就是因信称义的道理。
It is the teaching regarding justification by faith.
这个就是神的慈悲。
This is the mercy of God.
那将身体献上当作活祭就是十二章到十六章。
Now you present your bodies as a living sacrifice would be chapters 12 to 16.
现在请问大家就是用问题大家来想想看。
So let me ask you just to get our minds thinking a little.
你觉得在听道理跟生活没有关的，你觉得听不下去的举手。
Raise your hand if when you listen to a sermon and it has nothing to do with your own life and you cannot understand it or relate to it, raise your hand.
我用另外一个问题
Let me rephrase a little.
这个怎么问呢
？I don't know really how to ask this.
因为有的人觉得说讲道只讲生活太浅了。
Some people think that we only talk about life application. It is just too shallow.
因为世界上有很多讲到生活的事情的道理。
The world itself speaks about and teaches us how to lead our lives.
那有的人说来教会听到都是讲理论太深了跟我说我没有关系我不想要听
On the other extreme of the spectrum some people say if we come to church and all there is a theological theory then it doesn't relate to me I don't want to listen
那到底哪一个才对
Which is the correct point of view
讲生活才对还是讲道理才对
Should we talk about the truth? Should we talk about life application?
啊，两个都对哦。
Both of them.
对对对，这样就对了。
And that yes is the correct answer. We should speak about both.
你看罗马书用十一章在讲道理。
For instance, look at Romans, chapter 1-11 is about the truth.
神学理论。
It is theological theory.
十二章到十六章在讲生活。
Chapters 12-16 deal with life application.
那为什么生活会改变？
Why are our lives changed?
是因为我们对道理有明白。
It is because of our understanding of the truth.
为什么我们会爱神？
Why do we love God?
因为我们明可以去明白神的爱。
It is because we understand His love, and therefore we love Him.
那神的爱最大的表现是什么？
What is the greatest manifestation of God's love?
罗马书讲神的爱最大的表现是什么？
Roman tells us that God's love is manifested how?
圣灵。在哦，对对对，啊，第五章哈，主耶稣为我们而死，这就是神的爱。
Yes, Romans chapter 5 says the Lord died for us, and this is the love of God manifested.
所以我们赎罪的那个来源，哦，就是耶稣的宝血。
So the source of our redemption is the blood of Christ.
那到十二章就是报答神的爱。
In chapter 12, it comes the time to repay God's love.
啊，如果我们一直讲要报答神的爱，报答神的爱。
If we constantly remind ourselves, encourage ourselves to repay God's love,
大家觉得我也没有感觉到神爱我什么。
So everyone will think, I don't feel God's love in the first place.
就报答不出来。
So there is nothing worthy of repaying.
那如果我们一直讲报答神的爱，为什么神让你好找好工作，给你生命，给你这个车子，给你房子？
If we say we need to repay God's love because God gave us a house, a family, a job, a car,
那有人就在想，我以前还没有信耶稣就有了。
And some people will think, hey, before I believe in Christ, I already had these things.
Oh, 但也不会觉得神的爱啊。
So they won't feel this is the love of God either.
那神的爱最深的地方哪里？
What is the depth of God's love?
救赎。
It is His salvation.
耶稣为我们是救赎。
It is the death of Christ for our sake.
我们在灵里面身份的改变。
It is the change of identity that occurs in our spirit.
在灵里面神给我们的应许。
It is the promise that happens in the spirit.
这个是最宝贵、最深、是爱最大的表现。
This is the most precious, deepest form of love.
所以我们对神的爱，如果只停留说他是给我健康啊，给我好工作哦，好房子。这样生活改变还不会太大。
If our notion of God's love is He gave me health, He granted me a house, He gave me a job, then our lives cannot be changed radically.
但如果我们对神的爱的感受是，我今天得到救恩是因为耶稣为我而死。
But if every day, like today, we think I am here, I am saved because Jesus died for me.
哇，那这个爱就很大了。
Then this love is great and powerful.
我们的父母也没有为我们而死。
Because neither did our parents die for us.
那这个改变就会从里面到外面彻底的改变。
And this change is throughout and from inside all the way to our deeds and acts.
所以为什么要用十一章在描写救的道理？
So why use 11 chapters to talk about this truth and teachings?
要让我明白爱是什么。
It is for us to understand what love is.
好，那再问你一个问题。
So let me ask you another question.
啊，迷信跟信仰有什么不同？
What is the difference between religion and superstition?
哎，有的太太很热心来教会啊，先生说啊，信就好，但是不要迷信，有没有这样听过？
Some sisters are very zealous, and the husbands say, "Hey, we believe, but let us not be superstitious about this."
啊，那请问信跟迷信差在哪里？
What is the difference between faith and religion, or and superstition?
简单讲哈
，simply put，
迷信就是你去拜一个东西，但是你讲不出来。
Superstition is that you worship something, but you cannot explain what it is or how it works.
那信仰就是我们在拜一个神，但是我讲得出来为什么。
Faith is when we worship a God, and we can explain why we do so.
比方说你看有的人在拜土地公。
For example, you see people worshiping any type of idols.
你问他，他讲不出来。
And you ask them, "What are you doing?" They cannot really explain.
你在拜关公，请问为什么他值得你拜
？If you worship 关公， you ask them, "Why do you do that? Why is it worthy for you to bow down to it?"
他讲不出来。
They cannot tell you.
他讲不出来，你为什么要拜
？If you cannot tell, then why would you worship?
因为大家都拜，所以我拜。
Because everyone is doing it, so I do likewise.
有的就讲得更实在，因为。 你看谁拜了就发大财，我也想发财。
Some people are a little more to the business, so they say, "Hey, that person got rich doing it, so that's why I'm doing it."
所以你再看那个很多到餐馆里面去，一进门就看到有没有啊，弥勒佛肚子大大笑笑的。
So when you go to some Chinese restaurants, I believe you've seen this little Buddha figures with a big tummy and with a big smile.
那请问你为什么拜他？解释给我听。
So you can ask the store owner, "Why do you worship that? Please explain it to me."
很简单啊，因为拜他生意滚滚而来啊，所以我就拜他，就这样简单。
Very simple, because he made all the business flow to my store, therefore I worship him.
这个叫做迷信。
This is superstition.
那为什么我们的信仰不是迷信呢？
Why is our faith not superstition?
罗马书就把道理讲得很清楚。
Romans laid out the principle very clearly.
那如果这个道理很清楚，你不会说他信耶稣，信到最后又跑去拜佛。
If the truth is that clear, then you will not believe in Jesus and then go become a Buddhist.
或者又跑去搞迷信，他拜偶像。
Or be immersed in any type of superstitions and idol worship.
这个就是道理搞不清楚啊。
This is because of a lack of understanding of the truth.
好，那这个罗马书啊，可以分作几段来了解。
Romans can be subdivided into several passages for easier understanding.
既然罗马书在讲救赎
，Given that it deals with salvation.
啊，最重要一个原因，请问为什么我们需要拯救？
Then,
为什么需要救赎
？Starting from the beginning, why do we need salvation or redemption?
我也没有生病。
I am not sick.
啊，我也没有失业。
I am not jobless.
我活得很好啊。
I live well.
为什么我需要救赎
？Why do I need to be saved?
为什么
？Why?
啊，如果罗马书前面在讲救赎，他开始在讲什么
？From the beginning, Roman deals with salvation, redemption. What does it say?
啊，第一章跟到第三章在讲什么
？Chapter one to chapter three deal with what？
在讲罪啊。
They talk about the matter of sin。
哦，对，哦，对不对
？Right。
诸位，如果今天我们没有罪
，So let me ask you, if today we were sinless，
就不需要信耶稣。
Then we would not need to believe in Christ。
那需要救赎是因为我们都有罪。
We need to be redeemed because we have sinned。哦、
但是、啊。你如果看慕道者来，他就不同意。
But if you ask true seekers, they might differ in their opinion.
我有什么罪
？What sort of sin do you say I have?
我没有杀人，我没有放火。
I'm not a murderer. I'm not an arsonist.
我一生都凭良心做事啊。
I do everything by conscience.
哦，那罪从哪里来
？Where does sin come from?
为什么他们觉得没有罪
？Why is it that they feel sinless?
加拉太书说，圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
Galatians says that everyone is encircled in sin.
哦，因为神的话是标准。
For God's word is the standard.
啊，神的话是真理。
God's word is the truth.
神的话是光。
God's word is the light.
那一般人没有罪，他就是用世界上的文化来量自己。我跟大家一样，我有什么罪
？So when people of the world say that they don't have any sins, it's because they are measuring themselves against the standard of society of.
但是真理这个绝对的标准一进去罪就出来
But the truth is the absolute parameter of judgment and sin is manifested readily
所以约翰一书才说如果有一个人说他没有罪真理就不在他心里
This is why 1 John says if someone thinks that they have no sin then the truth is not in their hearts
比方说十条诫命
Let's take the Ten Commandments for example
十条诫命一出来大家都犯罪了 okay?
If we bring out the Ten Commandments all of us are guilty
独一神没有拜他就是罪啊
We do not worship one true God. This is a sin.
那拜偶像把他当神，罪加一等。
To worship idols is the same idea.
啊，没有荣耀神。
We do not glorify God.
罪再加一等。
So our sin goes to the next level.
没有孝敬父母。
We do not honor our father.
再加一等。
Our sin is increased even more.
再来，杀人。
Moreover, murder.
堕胎就是拿掉生命啊。
Abortion is killing. It is.
又加一等。
Therefore, sin is further multiplied.
一到第七戒，全部都倒了，不是全部了，大部分。
To the seventh commandment, everyone in the world or most of the people fall.
啊，第八戒，不可偷拿。
Thou shalt not steal.
你有时候说我没有偷拿。
You say I didn't steal anything.
那英文圣经翻的比较好，不是自己的东西不可以拿。
In English, a more clear wording might be, "Do not take what is not yours."
啊，现在大家富有了，以前比较穷的时候，你看你家里抽屉打开什么？汤药那个条那个汤匙里面的 China Airline 什么 Singapore Airline 怎么会跑到你家来
？Now we are a little more well off, but maybe a few decades before, you will go to someone's house, pull out the drawer, and you find a spoon that say China Airlines, Korean Airlines.
那有的去买那个麦当劳。
Some people when they go to McDonald's,
不甘心啊，拿一叠这个麦当劳的手巾回家用。
They cannot let go the opportunity of taking a stack of napkins to use at home.
这不是贪吗？
Isn't this greed?
是不是？啊，主耶稣说恨人就杀人，谁没有恨人？
Jesus said, if you hate someone, you commit murder. Who of us hasn't hated someone at some point?
有一念就是在心里犯奸淫。
To have a sexual desire, improper thought, it is to commit adultery in the heart.
没有，你怎么会去讲那个看有色情的电影？
If you say, I'm not like that, why would you watch pornography?
哦，那个电影把色情跟暴力拿掉，谁会去看？
If you remove the sexual content and violence in any movie, who would go to see that movie?
所以啊，圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
The Bible then says that sin has encircled all men.
所以第一个，他先讲外邦人有罪。
So firstly, Paul says that Gentiles have sinned.
再来，犹太人也好不了多少。
And next, he says that Jews aren't that much better off.
他也是罪的。
They are also sinners.
全世界都是罪的。
All the world has sinned.
然后他讲到罪，他第一个提到什么？
And then when he mentions sin, what is the first aspect he brings out?
就是故意不认识神。
It is to willfully deny God.
第一章二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 20.
造天地以来，神的永能神性是明明可知的。
Since creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen.
但是人不把他当神荣耀他。
But men do not worship him as the true God.
所以罪的源头在哪里？
So what is the origin of sin?
就是没有敬畏神。
It is not fearing and honoring God.
把神的话当作参考。
It is to take God's word as a reference and a bias.
把自己提高跟神一样。
To elevate oneself to God's stature.
那什么都可以做了。
And then everything is permissible.
但在神面前这就是罪。
But in God's sight, this is sin.
所以为什么需要救恩？
So why do we need redemption?
因为我们都有罪。
Because all of us have sinned.
都在神的公义的审判之下。
All of us are under the judgment of God's righteousness.
所以圣经说，神的愤怒天天在我们身上。
The Bible says that the wrath of God is upon us daily.
所以有时候我听到个中方的传统啊，说如果人活到一百岁死要什么穿红衣是不是
？So in the Eastern culture, there is this custom that people when they reach the age of 100 need to be clothed in red.
为什么穿红衣
？Why？
活到这么大寿数了，这个是福气嘛，对不对
？It should be a blessing to live to such an age.
这个是因为没有认识神啊。
This is because people do not know God.
但如果认识神，不管你活几岁，你没有得到救恩，你还是死在罪里面。
If they knew God, they wouldn't care how much they live for. They're living in sin, and they would die in their sin.
什么衣服都一样。
What kind of color is irrelevant?
没有信耶稣就是死在罪里面。
Without believing in Christ, it is sure death and sin.
这是很可怕的事情。
And this is terrifying.
所以需要救恩。
We do need salvation.
那现在救恩要怎么得到
？How do we obtain salvation？
这个就是从第三章二十一节开始。
This starts from chapter 3, verse 21.
我们看第三章二十一节。
Let us see chapter 3, verse 21. 21. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
二十二节。
22.Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference. 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
好，神是义的。
God is righteous.
什么是义？
What is righteousness?
义就是没有罪。
Righteousness is a lack of sin.
义就是穿白衣服。
Righteousness is to be clothed in white.
神没有罪是发光的。
God is sinless and he shines with light.
那我们人要跟神重新建立关系怎么办？
So how do we reestablish our relationship with God?
就是要有义嘛。
It is to be clothed in righteousness.
我们才能够靠近神。
Only then can we draw close to him.
就是要穿白衣服。
That is to say we need to be clothed in white.
那现在白衣服从哪里来？
Where does this white garment or robe come from?
这个问题在这里。
This is the main problem.
那这个白衣服有两个来源。
The white garment comes from two sources.
第一个叫做人的义。
The first is called the righteousness of man.
这个人的义就是靠自己的决心去守律法。
The righteousness of man is to keep the law based on one's determination.
但这是不可能的，为什么？
Based on one's willpower, but this is not possible. Why?
你只要犯一条就是罪人。
Because if you commit only one of the laws, then you are a sinner.
更何况说不可能只犯一条。
Even more realistically, it is impossible to just violate one of them.
我们是天天犯罪。
But every day, it is that we are sinning.
有时候大罪不犯，小罪不断。
And maybe not the more serious sins, but the smaller sins, they occur daily.
所以不可能的靠自己有白衣服了。
There is impossible for us to acquire our own white garment.
那现在就有一个方法。
But now there is a new way.
就这样了，不要靠你自己了，神直接一件白衣给你穿了。
Do not make any effort yourself to acquire it. God will gift it to you.
那个叫做救恩。
And that is called salvation.
叫做白白称义。
It is to be justified freely.
那件白衣从哪里来？
Where does this white garment come from?
就是相信耶稣是我的救主。
Come from believing that Jesus is my Savior.
承认我是罪人。
Admitting that I'm a sinner.
然后接受洗礼。
And accepting baptism.
在浸到水洗的时候。
When we are immersed in the water of baptism.
我是罪人。
I am sinner.
受洗低头与主联合。
We bow.
死的形状联合。
We bow down during baptism to be joined to the likeness of the death of Christ.
全身入浸与主同埋葬。
We're fully immersed, being buried with Christ.
那从水里上来什么？
What happens when we arrive from the waters?
与主同复活。
We resurrect with Christ.
所以我们不要小看洗礼，这水一浸下去，这有什么？在游泳池不是天天在游泳吗？
So let us give baptism its due importance and relevance. That is not just simply being dunked and rising up.
这在属灵上是大大的改变。
But rather, it is a great change in the spirit.
还没有进到水里面。
Before entering the water,
我们是活的死人。
We were dead men walking.
肉体是活的。
We are physically alive.
灵性是死的。
Spiritually dead.
进到水里面。
Once we enter into the water.
与主同死同埋葬。
When we die and bury with him.
罪人死掉了。
Then the sinner is dead.
那从水里面上来。
And then we arise from the water.
与主同复活。
We resurrect with Christ.
我们是有活泼盼望的一个活人。
We have a living eternal hope.
还没有进到水里面。
Before entering the water,
我们是魔鬼的儿子。
We were the sons of the devil.
从水里面上来。
When we arrive from the water,
我们是神的儿子。
We become sons and daughters of God.
还没有进到水里面。
Before entering the water,
我们的命运是地狱。
Our destiny was hell.
从水里面上来。
When we arrive from the water,
我们的盼望是天国。
We are destined and our hope is heaven.
这差多少？
How great of a difference?
差太多了。
How great indeed of a difference.
这个叫做恩典。
This is what we call grace.
这个叫做神的爱。
This is what we consider God's love.
所以我们不要弄错了。
So let's get it right.
世界上的祝福都是神的爱。
The blessings that are worldly are the love of God.
但是如果把世界上的祝福就认为神的爱就是这样，
But if we,
我们就低估了神的爱。
If we limit God's blessing to worldly things, when we have greatly and grossly underestimated God's love.
所以保罗说，我看世界如粪土。
Paul says, I look at the world as garbage.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣是至宝。
For God is my treasure.
所以真正神大的显明是在救恩上。
Therefore, the power and love of God are truly manifested in salvation.
神要给我们是眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
God wants the things that God wants to give the things that we never thought about or seen.
那跟那个来相比，跟地上物质的祝福，物质的祝福已经是很。粪土一样。
And when we compare this great thing is to the little trifle things of the world, they become garbage.
所以从第三章二十一节到五章的二十一节，就是在讲怎么称义。
Chapter 3 verse 21 to chapter 5 verse 21 tell us how to be justified.
就是因为信耶稣。
It is through believing in Christ.
受洗。
Through baptism.
就被称义。
And then we'll be justified.
所以第五章就在讲神的爱具体的显明，就是主耶稣钉十字架。
Chapter 5 says that the concrete manifestation of God's love is the Lord's crucifixion.
那第六章开头就是在讲受洗。
In Chapter 6, from the start, we are told about baptism.
受洗就是与主同复活。
To be baptized is to resurrect with Christ.
那从第六章到第八章。
From chapter 6 to chapter 8.
受洗以后，他就是在讲成圣。
After baptism, there is the notion of sanctification.
前面是在讲称义。
Before we were dealing with justification.
六章到八章就在讲成圣。
Chapter 6 to chapter 8 deal with sanctification.
那这个要怎么来了解呢？
How do we go about understanding this?
称义是身份上的改变。
To be justified is a change in identity.
从罪人变成神的儿子。
From sinners we become sons and daughters of God.
那成圣是生活上实质上的改变。
Sanctification is an actual change in our lives.
这个好像什么？
What can this be likened to?
有的人来美国久了。
Some people have come to the United States for quite some time.
所以过了几年，你就规划变成美国人。
So after a few years,、oh. you are naturalized and become a United States citizen.
拿美国的护照。
You have United States passport.
甚至回到家里面看中文电视，读中文报纸，吃稀饭。
But when you go home, you eat congee, you read Chinese newspaper and watch Chinese dramas.
这是道地中国人。
You are a proper Chinese.
啊，这是身份是美国人。
On the surface, your identity is a United States citizen.
到了下一代，不但身份是美国人，他心里想法、生活都是美国化。
And the second generation, though not only an identity, but your life, the life of the next generation is truly American.
那所以这个第五章到第八章就是讲，第一个我们身份的改变。
So first, we are told from chapter 5 to chapter 8 that our identity changes.
我是什么？
I am what?
属灵的以色列百姓。
I'm a spiritual Israelite.
那以色列是什么名？什么意思？
What does Israel mean?
神的王子。
It means the prince of God.
所以诸位不要觉得自己一直很可怜。
So do not feel that you are very worthy of pity.
我们是神的王子，怎么又可怜？
We are the princes of God. Why would we be poor?
好，那这个身份得到之后，
After we are bestowed with this identity,
实际的生活要改变，跟这个尊贵的身份相称。
Our actual life needs to be changed to match the precious identity we have acquired.
那这个叫做成圣。
And this we call sanctification.
这是第六章到第八章。
It goes from chapter 6 to chapter 8.
那为成圣的困难在哪里？
What is the difficulty of sanctification?
一个人要成圣的困难在哪里？
Where does the difficulty in becoming holy reside?
你看第八章。
Let us see chapter 8, verse 5. Chapter 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, things of the Spirit.
这里说随从肉体的体贴肉体的事。
We're told that if we live according to the flesh, we set our minds on the things of the flesh.
肉体有时候我们听不懂什么叫肉体。
Sometimes flesh seems something quite abstract. What is the flesh?
所以有的英文圣经翻的比较直接的，罪性。
Some English translations of the Bible are more direct. They say sinful nature.
Yeah. 所以就是说，带有肉体就带有罪性。
When we carry our flesh together, we carry a sinful nature.
那请问
Let me ask.
人性本善还是人性本恶？
Are human innately evil or innately good?
我不是考试，只是动动头脑，大家精神比较好。
It's not an exam, just get your juices flowing.
人性本善还是人性本恶？表决一下。
Are human innately good or innately evil?
本恶的举手。
Do you think that men are innately evil? Raise your hand.
好，放下来。人性本善的举手。
If you think that men are innately good, raise your hand.
放下。那其他呢？
How about the others who didn't raise your hand?
两个都有了。
Both.
为什么两个都有？
Why do we say that we are both good and evil?
因为我们有良心嘛。
Because we have a conscience.
所以保罗说立志行善，这个立志行善就是良心。
When Paul says I determined to do good, this refers to the conscience.
这个就是本善嘛。
This means that we are innately good.
但是行不出，由不得我。
But he says, but I cannot do it.
为什么？
Why?
因为有一个罪性在控制。
Because it's a human nature, sinful nature conquering us.
这个就是本恶。
This is why we're innately evil.
所以人有善良的良心，也有罪性在控制。
There are people have naturally good conscience, but at the same time are controlling force of the sinful nature.
但是问题在哪里？
But where is the problem?
罪性远远超过良心。
The sinful nature overpowers the conscience too much.
所以我们还是天天犯罪。
That is why we sin every day.
因此要成圣的困难在哪里？
As such, what is the difficulty in becoming holy?
就是罪性在里面。
It is the sinful nature that dwells within.
但是英文圣经特别讲，罪性是一个 power, 是一个权势。
We are told that the sinful nature is actually a power.
就是它会控制人。
That is to say, it bounds and controls people.
罪性会控制人。
Sinful nature controls people.
用不同的方法在控制人。
It does so through different means.
通过贪心。
And through greed.
通过骄傲。
Through pride.
通过嫉妒。
Through jealousy.
通过仇恨。
And through jealousy and envy.
脾气。
Through hatred. Through temper.
所以罪性用不同的方法在控制人。
So sinful nature controls us through different manners.
让你的良心知道对做不出来。
So that your conscience knows what is good, but it cannot act it out.
那良心知道不对的，一直去做。
And the things that our conscience knows are wrong, we do it day in and day out.
对，大家知道生气不对吧？
We all know that being angered is not correct, right?
你有没有办法不生气？
But can you refrain from becoming angry?
没有办法。
You can't.
所以 那这个困难要怎么解决
？So how do we resolve this challenge？
你如果罪把你控制了，你这个没有办法，你要怎么解决
？If sin controls you and you cannot release yourself, what do you do？
要怎么解决
？What do you do？
没有希望了。
Is it all lost hope？
所以神是给我们圣灵。
That is why.God gave us the Holy Spirit.
所以六章到第八章就在讲为什么我们要得圣灵。
Chapter 6, Chapter 8 tell us why we need the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵给我们力量。
The Holy Spirit gives us strength.
所以我们就不致做奴仆被控制。
So we are no longer slaves and bound.
就得自由了。
But rather we are set free.
所以成圣的关键在哪里
？So what is the key of sanctification?
得圣灵。
It is receiving the Holy Spirit.
那有时候我们觉得说，圣经虽然这样讲，我也得圣灵，为什么我还是这么做罪性
？So sometimes we say, yes, the Bible says that I have the Holy Spirit. So why is it that sinful nature still reigns?
因为我们没有被圣灵充满。
And the answer is because we have not been filled by the Holy Spirit.
我常常问啊，大家一个问题。
I oftentimes like to ask this question.
再问一次好了。
And let me ask it again.
祷告要祷告多久
？How long do we need to pray?
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
半个钟头。
Half an hour.
一个钟头。
One hour.
来，表决一下，祷告要祷告多久？
Let me know your opinion. How long should we pray?
15 minutes 的举手。
15 minutes, raise your hand.
15 minutes.
15 minutes a day, raise your hand.
Okay. 每天半个钟头。
Half an hour a day, raise your hand.
每天一个钟头。
An hour a day, raise your hand.
其他都没有举手。
How about the other ones?
大概两个钟头才够了，是不是
？You feel 2 hours is enough.
到底要祷告多久
？So how long do we need to pray?
我们如果翻圣经哦，找不到时间的。
If we turn to the Bible, there's no verse that gives us time.
唯一能够找到就是主耶稣整夜祷告。
The only time reference we find is that Jesus prayed through the night.
那这个我们太难了。
And this is quite difficult.
但是圣经给我们一个目标。
But the Bible gives us a target.
目标是什么
？What is the target?
要被圣灵充满。
It is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个抓住就对了。
If you reach that goal, you have done it.
所以是不是属灵不要用时间算了
？So spirituality cannot be assessed through time.
你只一天只祷告半小时，你知道我祷告40 minutes.
We cannot say you only pray 30 minutes a day. I pray 45. You're not spiritual enough.
你圣经只有读两遍，我已经读滚瓜烂熟，我比你熟练。
You only read through the Bible twice. I lost count. I'm much spiritual than you.
我的圣经都不到读到破洞了，你还是新的。
My Bible already has holes in it. Yours is shiny and new.
我比你熟练。
So I'm more spiritual than you.
属灵不是这样算的。
Spirituality cannot be measured in this way.
那属灵怎么算
？So how do we measure spirituality?
就是你要被圣灵充满。
You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵能力来更新变化。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, be transformed and renewed.
所以祷告要祷告多久
？So how long should we pray?
很简单嘛，祷告到按铃嘛，对不对
？It is easy. We pray until the bell rings.
那在家里没有人按铃啊
？At home, no one rings the bell for you.
要祷告多久
？So how long do you pray at home?
祷告到圣灵充满。
Pray until the Holy Spirit fills you.
那圣灵充满要多久
？How long does it take for the Holy Spirit to fill you?
如果天天祷告，大概就短一点。
If we pray every day, then that period of reaching fullness is decreased.
但如果一个月祷告一次
，But if we pray once a month,
大概整个安息日你都可以祷告。
Then you might need to pray the entire Sabbath.
所以我们祷告目标要抓住，不是祷告时间。
We need to emphasize the goal, not the process and the time period.
但是如果没有常常祷告，需要更长的时间。
But if we don't pray as often, we need longer prayers.
那祷告到圣灵充满，我们就会感觉到，罪性渐渐跑掉了。
When we have prayed and the Holy Spirit fills us, we realize that the sinful nature has vanished.
本来很讨厌看到那一个人。
Before we loathe to see that one person.
祷告一些时间以后，觉得看到的人没有感觉。
And after a long period of time in prayer, we don't feel anything once we see them.
再来祷告一段时间。
When we pray even more time,
就觉得那个人好像很可爱。
Then we feel, hey, that person is quite adorable.
那再祷告一段时间。
And after praying even longer,
那个人好像很可怜。
That person seems very miserable.
怎么从很讨厌到变成那个人很可怜
？Why is it that? They, in the beginning, they were loathable. Now they are very poor and pitiable.
这个就是圣灵充满。
This is because of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们大家抓住重点。
So let us grasp the main issue here.
要致使罪性的唯一方法就是被圣灵充满。
The only way of conquering our sinful nature is to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那这是罗马书到第六章到第八章。
This is Romans chapter 6 to chapter 8.
那第九章到十一章。
Chapter 9 to 11.
就在讲犹太人会得救。
Deals with the salvation of the Jews.
到外邦人数目满足了，犹太人全部会得救。
When the number of Gentiles has been filled, the Jews shall be saved.
所以你如果看了犹太人在信耶稣，就赶快啊，耶稣再来。
So whenever you see Jews becoming Christians, then you should be watchful. Jesus is coming.
但那个可能会很快。
Because it might be swifter than you think.
因为现在是大众传播这么快，很快。
And now the media makes every sort of information go from this into that end so quickly.
那十二章到十五章。
Chapters 12 to 15.
这个是在讲我们实际生活的改变。
Here we have an actual change in our lives.
这是罗马书。
This is the book of Romans.
好，罗马书里面找出来，我们找找看，里面有三个债。
Let us think about the three debts that we need to repay, recorded in the book of Romans.
找出罗马书，我们三个债要还。
Please find the three type of debts that we need to repay in the book of Romans.
啊，第一个债在哪里
？What is the first debt? Where is it?
照顺序来，第一个债在哪里
？According to biblical order, what is it?
一章十四节啊。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
无论希腊人或化外人，聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。十五节。
15.
所以我情愿尽力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。所以这个传福音是欠债。
To evangelize is to repay our debt.
还债就是不得已的，你一定要做了，因为你欠了，欠一定要还。
If you had unsettled debts, you must pay whether you want to or not.
那还了主耶稣再来才不会有亏欠。
Only if we repay our debt of the gospel, we won't have any unsettled accounts when Jesus comes.
如果没有还主耶稣来算账，你就是赤子红子，这个就有亏欠，这个、就危险。
If we do not repay the debt of the gospel when Jesus comes and we give an account to him, we'll be in the red, and that is dangerous.
所以常常带领人来信主。
Therefore, let us bring people to believe in Christ often.
好，第二个债。
Second type of debt.
在哪里？三章
，Chapter
3:23。
Verse 23。
我们一起来念。
Let us read together。
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。好，我们欠什么债
？What sort of debt do we owe？
荣耀神的债。
The debt of glorifying God。
要怎么还
？How do we repay this debt？
就是要先称义，再来成圣。
It is by first being justified, then being sanctified.
过一个更新的生活。
And live a renewed life.
表现耶稣的形象。
And manifest the image of Christ.
那神的荣耀在我们身上。
And then the glory of God shall be upon us.
这个叫做还债。
This is how we repay the debt.
所以我们不要想说，我每个月奉献十一间，我就好基督徒了。
Let us not think that we are good Christians if we give the tithe every month.
我也守安息日。差不多了。
And let us not think that if we keep the Sabbath, that should be about it.
信仰不是这种外在的这种规条。
Faith is not related to this external regulations imposed on us.
就是要荣耀神。
But rather, our aim is to glorify God.
我们就还了债。
And then our debt will be paid.
那第三个债在哪里
？What is the third debt in Romans?
十三章
，Chapter 13,
第八节
，Verse 8.
我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
凡事都不可亏欠的，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人就完全的律法。要彼此相爱，以为亏欠。
We need to love one another, feel indebted to one another.
为什么
？Why？
主耶稣说：“你如果爱我
，Jesus said, if you love me，
你要遵守我的。”
Keep my commandments.
那神的诫命是什么
？What are the commandments of God?
要彼此相爱。
It is to love one another.
所以我们对别人的爱不是世界上所谓的人情。
So our love to others is not the human emotion this world knows.
我们对别人的爱是亏欠。
Our love to others is a debt.
所以是一种还债。
It is a way of repaying the debt we owe.
所以如果我们用这个心情我们就不会有期待。
If we love others with this mindset, we would expect no return.
我们在爱别人是还债。
Because we are returning ourselves when we love others.
那为什么也欠他呢？
How do we owe others?
因为我欠主耶稣太多了。
We owe others because we owe Jesus just too much.
那主耶稣说你不必还了，你就爱他就好。
Jesus told us, "Don't repay me back. Pay back your brother and your sister."
所以我们在行爱心，不要把它当作我什么大好人，我做一个人情啊。
Therefore,
还债。
By showing love, let us not think that we are doing something charitable, something commendable, something great. We're repaying our debt merely.
好，那这三个债哈，跟罗马书二十五章的三个比喻完全一样。
Now, these debts are very similar then to the three parables mentioned in Romans.
对不对？第一个，那个十个童女要发光。
Firstly, we see the parable of the ten virgins telling us to shine.
这个就是要还荣耀神的债。
This is repaying the debt of glorifying God.
再来。
Next.
五千、两千、一千。
We have the 5, 2, 1 talents.
这个就是传福音。
The parable of the talent deals with repaying the debt of the gospel.
尽神给我们的恩赐。
Because God gave us such talents.
再来，山羊、绵羊。
Then the parable of the sheep and the goats.
就是要还是吧？爱人的债。
They tell us to repay the debt of love.
这个圣经真的很奇妙。
So the Bible is really wonderful.
不会冲突啊。
There is no contradiction.
都全部都串在一起。
But actually, it is all linked together.
好，我们现在看十一章最后。
Let us now go to the other part in chapter 11.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
这里说：深哉神丰富的智慧知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。
All the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgment and His ways past finding. 36.
因为万有都以本于他，依靠他，归于他。
For of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To whom be the glory forever.
愿荣耀归给他。
To whom be the glory forever.
所以神的伟大在两方面表现。
So God's greatness is presented to us in two ways.
第一个在他的创造。
The first is his creation.
这个物质有形的世界。
It is the material physical universe that we know.
诸天述说神的荣耀，全苍存量他的手段。
The heavens and the firmament describe his handiwork.
第二个。
Second.
神的伟大在他的救赎表现出来。
God's greatness is manifested in his salvation.
所以神丰富的智慧知识何其难断，这是一章到十一章的结论。
So indeed, how unsearchable are the ways of God? This is the conclusion for chapters 1 to 11.
神的救赎太伟大。
God's salvation is just too great for us to imagine.
所以这是说罗马书的整个概要。
This is an introduction then to the book of Romans.
因信称义的道理。
It is the teaching of justification by faith.
称义成圣。
Justification and sanctification.
用生活上的一种表现。
Ending in the concrete manifestation of the change of our lives.
那我们进来进入哥林多前后书。
Let us now enter into the study of 1 and 2 Corinthians.
先从哥林多前书。
Let us start from 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书如果看第一章的第四节。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
凡事富足，口才知识都全备。哥林多前书一章四节。
Excuse me, 1 Corinthians
第五节
chapter 1 verse 5. Verse 5, that you were enriched in everything by him in all utterance and all knowledge.
但是哥林多教会问题很多。
But we know that there were so many problems in the church of Corinth.
所以从哥林多前后书以后的书信就是要教导他们怎么来使教会的信徒灵性能够成长。
Therefore, the epistles that follow 1 and 2 Corinthians teach the members how to increase in their spirituality.
说教会真的能够成为耶稣的身体来荣耀神。
So that the church can truly become the body of Christ and glorify God.
那哥林多前书在提到哥林多教会有很多问题。
First Corinthians mentions the many issues that exist in the Church of Corinth.
第一个问题。
First.
是什么
？What was it?
一章到四章讲什么
？Chapter 1 to chapter 4 talk about what?
教会有纷争结党。
There were divisions and contentions in the church.
第二个问题。
Second. Second problem.
就是教会有淫乱的问题。
There was a problem of sexual morality in the church.
第三个问题。
Third problem.
教会有婚姻问题。
The church had a marital problem.
第四个问题。
Fourth problem.
教会里面呢，虽然很多的有恩赐的，但是非常混乱。
Although there were many gifted in the church, the situation was chaotic.
所以是哥林多教会口才很多，恩赐很多，但是问题很多。
So in terms of Corinth, eloquence and wisdom abounded, but the problems were too many.
那我们首先来看第一个问题。
Let us focus first in the first problem.
那哥林多教会的问题是在哪里
？What was the problem the Church of Corinth?
第一个问题在哪里
？Where is the first problem?
12节。
Verse 12。
我的意思说，你们个人有说，我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我属基法的，我有说我属基督的。
Now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ.
请问这样讲有什么不对
？Let me ask you, what is wrong with speaking like this?
我属保罗，我属亚波罗，我属彼得，这样讲有什么不对
？I am of Paul or Peter, Cephas. What is wrong with this?
因为如果没有不对，就不需要改啊。如果有不对，那不对在哪里？要怎么改
？If it is not wrong, then Paul would have mentioned it. If he mentioned it, what is wrong with it?
第一个不对，就是把教会的次序，他了解不对。
The first is a wrong understanding of the order in the church.
我们看第三章。
Let us see chapter 3.
第三章21节。
Chapter 3, verse 21.
我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。22节。
Verse 22.
或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界或生或死，现今的或将来是全是你们的。23节。
23，
并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。所以哈，我们刚刚念的哈，信徒属工人，工人属基督，基督属神，对不对
？Therefore, just as we read, the members belong to the workers, and the workers belong to God. Is this right?
对的举手。
If you think it's right, raise your hand.
还没有人举手。
One raise their hand.
不对的举手。
If it's wrong, raise your hand.
OK. 信徒属工人，工人属基督，基督属神。那这不对在哪
？The members belong to the workers. The workers belong to God. To Christ, Christ belong to God. What is wrong with it?
那这圣经给我们的顺序是什么
？What is the order of the Bible?
工人属信徒。
The workers belong to the members.
信徒属基督。
And the members.Belong to Christ. Christ in turn belongs to God.
所以工人是为着信徒设立的。
The workers were established and elected for the members.
所以教会的这个圣职人员，虽然身份很宝贵哈，但是他是为信徒设立的，为服侍信徒的。
Well, the position that ministers have is very precious. It is set for them to serve the members.
因此把保罗抬到信徒的上面，这个已经不对。
Therefore, to elevate Paul above and beyond the members is already wrong.
所以为什么会纷争
？Why were there contentions？
因为基本观念不对。
Because they got it wrong from the very basic things。
那为什么工人不是属信徒
？Why is it that the workers do not belong to the members？
不是为什么信徒不是属工人
？Why is it that the members, excuse me, do not belong to the workers？
那我们现在看保罗怎么讲。
Let us see what Paul said。
13节。
Verse 13。
基督是分开的吗？
Is Christ divided?
保罗为你们钉十字架吗
？Was Paul crucified for you?
你们是奉保罗的名受洗吗
？Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
这个问题答案是什么
？What is the answer to all these questions?
是还是不是
？Yes or no?
还是不知道
？Or don't know?
这三个问题的答案是是还是不是
？Is the answer yes or no to these questions?
No, 不是啊。
It is no.
基督是分开的呢
？Is Christ divided？
当然不是啊，基督只有一个啊。
Of course not. There is only one Lord, one Christ.
所以，如果我们服侍神，服侍到教会，因为我们分裂，我们就有问题。
So if we serve to the point that we cause sectarianism in the church, then there is a problem.
如果我再带团契，带到最后团契分两边，我有问题。
If I lead a fellowship and in the end the fellowship is split into two, this is my problem.
基督不是分开的。
Christ is not divided.
如果我们做圣工做到教会因我们分裂，我们就失去了服侍神最基本的观念。
If we serve to the point that the church is divided because our service, then we have lost the idea of what service is about.
我们服侍神是要促成教会合一，而不是要造成教会分裂。
We serve God to promote unity, not division.
这非常重要，基督不是分开的。
This is very important. Christ is not divided.
那第二个
，Secondly，
保罗为你们钉十字架吗
？Was Paul crucified for you？
不是啊。
No.
谁为我们钉十字架
？Who was crucified for us?
基督啊
，Jesus Christ.
所以高举基督，怎么高举保罗呢
？So we should exalt Jesus, not Paul.
你们奉谁的名受洗
？In whose name were you baptized?
因为奉谁的名受洗，就是属谁的。
Because in to that name it is that you belong.
奉耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.、Christ.
所以保罗本身他灵性很好啊。
Possible neutrality was very good.
如果今天是政治的场合
，If we were in a political setting，
啊，人说我属保罗，保罗就高兴得不得了。
People would say I'm a Paul, and Paul would be grinning.
但今天如果你在教会
，But if we consider this in our church，
我们这里有一个保罗、啊、
，We have a Paul here, right？
我属保罗
，I'm a Paul、
啊。他赶快要进食祷告。
He would need to fast and pray right here, right now.
为什么
？Why？
因为如果太得意的话。
Because if he is too full of himself,
这是假设的，不是他了。
It is a supposition, just an assumption.
如果人说我属某某人你就要赶快逃。
If you say I'm that person and that is you, you need to run away.
为什么
？Why?
因为教会有神。
Because God is in this church.
我们在真耶稣教会真的有神，越做越害怕。
In the Jewish church, there is a God, and the more we do for Him, the more fearful we are.
唯恐去触犯到神。
Because we are afraid to instigate his anger.
所以为什么会我属保罗，我属亚波罗呢
？So why would people say I'm a Paul, I'm a Cephas?
这个次序分不清。
Because they cannot get the order right.
好，那我们晚上再来继续。
We shall continue in the evening.
哥林多前后书。
We shall continue our study of First and Second Corinthians.
给大家一个功课
I have homework for you.
哥林多前后书里面就讲世俗这个义的神的意思忧愁。
In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, we are told to grieve according to God's will.
把它找找看。
Try to find where it is.
英文叫做 godly sorrow.
Excuse me, the English wording is godly sorrow.
就是敬虔的忧愁。
It is a godly sorrow, the sorrow felt for God's sake.
那在哥林多前后书里面有一个叫做 godly jealousy.
Also in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, there is a concept of godly jealousy.
中文翻作为神的愤怒、嫉妒。
Chinese, it is something somewhat different. It is the wrath or the jealousy that arises for the sake of God.
那我们把它找出来，来想想看，这个到底有什么意思
？So let us find these two things and ponder upon the significance of these.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。